Have you ever lived in a town or city for a long time and felt you knew it well? Then you start discovering new things within it. You begin to find little hidden gems in your community that you never knew existed. Not only are they new to you, but most people around you do not know about them either. How does that happen? Let me share with you one hidden gem I discovered right in my backyard. My name is Violet Haldane, and you are listening to Hartford's Hidden Gems. What if I told you that right here in Hartford, there's a Hall of Fame for one of the most popular sports in the world, and most Americans don't even know about it? Canton, Ohio has football. Springfield, Mass has basketball. Cooperstown, New York has baseball. And Hartford, Connecticut has cricket. That's right, you heard that correctly. While driving down I-91, I'd often see men in white outfits playing cricket on nearby fields. I never paid much attention to them until I started working with a lot of colleagues who played the sport after work. I'd watch them run around having a good time. On several occasions, I was encouraged to join in. One time, I took them up on it. I remember that day like yesterday. I caught a fly ball while wearing pearls. Not long after, I learned two things. First, that cricket is one of the largest sports in the world, with billions of fans internationally. Secondly, that Hartford's Hall of Fame is the first international cricket Hall of Fame ever. But what are the origins of cricket? Here's the president, Michael Chambers.
The sport of cricket is similar to baseball. We actually like to say baseball came out of cricket. Cricket started in England back in the 18th century there. And then as the Englishmen started colonizing the world, they brought the game with them.
Cricket became such a part of the British character that wherever Britons settled overseas, they took their bat and ball with them.
So the game went to the West Indies, where you had the sugarcane industry.
In the West Indies, cricket found a welcome home. There, as in England, it quickly became the game of the people.
England actually colonized the West Indies.
Under the more certain sun of the Caribbean, wickets are pitched everywhere.
India, Australia, Pakistan. So there are about 104 countries that play cricket all over the world.
Cricket came to Hartford in the late 40s, 50s.
When the farm workers came up from the islands to work in Hartford to do tobacco and to pick apple, they brought the sport with them. They used to play on the farm, and they started playing cricket in Hartford. And over the years, they have actually spread the game throughout the different states. And farm workers coming up, going to the different states, started their own cricket clubs.
Teams would play and go to West Indian social clubs and get to know each other, helping the sport grow.
At times in Hartford, we play a lot of inter-club cricket because there are actually about 12 sports clubs in Hartford.
The idea of a Hall of Fame became a thing back in 1981.
The hall was set up to honor individuals who have contributed to the growth and the development of cricket in the United States and Canada and worldwide.
Into the Cricket Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
So individuals will write in to us, recommend persons to be inducted. Then the Hall of Fame committee sits and go over the nomination process and select the individual.
In this year's 39th ceremony, they've added 12 more players from around the world. But while the hall itself is growing, part of Mr. Chambers' job is to grow the sport as well. If it has such a broad audience, why do you think so few people in America know about it?
In Hartford, for example, we have not been able to get the sport into the school system. One of the problems with cricket in the school system, you have to have qualified coaches with certificates. So last year we were able to produce about 10 coaches. And so now we are working, trying to convince the school system that it would be good to introduce cricket as a part of the curriculum.
And slowly but surely, it's working.
Show people that the sport of cricket is a very disciplined sport. And if youngsters get to learn the sport, that will go a far way in developing their character as a person. And so we are now starting to find that local residents are approaching us when they see us and asking us what they can do to help. Going forward, we're looking forward to the support of the community.
The history of cricket in Hartford shows just how culturally diverse we are as a city. We have a little bit of everything.
It's here to stay and it's starting to grow because we have a large West Indian, Indian, English population that is now coming to the U.S. And so they are starting to develop the sport right here in the U.S.
And I can't wait for that day. So, as you go about in your city, keep your eyes and ears open. Take a walk in a neighborhood you've never visited, and you might be surprised at the hidden gems you might find.